This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama has more than 830 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, and protective equipment for healthcare workers on the front lines is in short supply. Several hospitals, including Lee County's East Alabama Medical Center, are seeking donations. Six people died there this weekend in connection with COVID-19. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgson reports on efforts to fill the need.
Like a lot of places these days, the Homewood Public Library is closed. But on Saturday, Dr. Teresa Northern is sitting out front with large cardboard boxes. Someone drives up with a donation.
Hi, do you have some?
I do.
Thank you.
Northern is part of a Birmingham group for physician moms. For the past two weekends, they've held donation drives to collect personal protective equipment, or PPE.
We've gotten a lot of gloves and some masks as well, and it looks like those might be, they look like N95s as well, which is great.
N95 masks have special filters that can help protect against the coronavirus. Other types of PPE include face shields and isolation gowns. Northern says there's a growing need for this kind of clothing as COVID-19 continues to spread. Problem is, there's not enough of it. Julie Cobb is with Jefferson County's Emergency Preparedness and Response Division.
It is a critical shortage everywhere,
including at UAB Hospital, where officials say they've been low on supplies for weeks. Cobb says the shortage is twofold. Not only is there increased global demand for these products, but there's also been a delay in production due to the coronavirus. The Jefferson County Department of Health started collecting PPE donations last week. They have a drop-off site at the Christian Service Mission. But Cobb says they haven't gotten much.
It has not been very successful because there are just not a lot of entities with this type of PPE.
Cobb says medical providers are trying to conserve the supplies they have left. She says hospitals are now treating N95 masks like controlled substance drugs. They're kept on a shelf and require a two-person sign-off. Providers are also reusing supplies when they can and reserving high-level protective gear for the workers at highest risk of contracting COVID-19. Cobb says they're also searching for alternatives.
It's literally just like, you know, we're so used to doing everything on the computer and doing all of our charting and doing electronic medical record. Well, this is like all the power's gone and we're having to go back to a pencil and a piece of paper.
She says new manufacturers are starting to make PPE. And in recent days, a growing number of community members have dusted off their sewing machines to stitch up handmade cloth masks. Over 4,000 people have joined the Facebook group BHAM Face Masks. The group says it's received and filled thousands of requests from local clinics, hospitals, and shelters. Group leaders regularly post instructional videos with creative design ideas.
So this is an example of the mask that I made.
Most of the masks are made of cotton and elastic, and sometimes include a filter. They don't replace the N95 masks, but they offer at least some level of protection for people who are not on the front lines. Dr. Teresa Northern with the Physician Moms Group says the cloth masks are not ideal, but she says the coronavirus is forcing everyone, including healthcare providers, to adapt.
It changes the way you operate because you have to sort of, you're thinking both about what is the right thing to do and what can we do.
She says one thing everyone can do is help lessen the demand for these products by staying home as much as possible. Mary Scott Hodgson, WBHM.